Good morning, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord that we can once again gather before Him. May brothers and sisters please take a look at some passages with me. We'll look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
更多前书第一章第一节第二节
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 1 to 2
奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗同兄弟所提你
Paul, called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother,
写信给在更多神的教会就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的以及所有在各处求靠我主耶稣基督之名的人
To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. And now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse
23.
The church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这个直接翻译可以说, 教会是他的身体, 是那充满者的丰满。
Or we can also say that the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all things.
就是教会是基督的身体, 基督的身体是充满万有者的一个丰富丰满, 在教会身上。
You say that the church is the body of Christ, and the church fills all of the one who fills all things.
以弗所书第二章第十节
chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的, 为要叫我们行善, 就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
第四章第二节第三节
chapter 4, verses 2 to 3.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容
With all humility and gentleness with patience showing tolerance for one another in love
用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace
第四节头句话 身体只有一个
And the beginning of verse 4 There is one body
好我们再翻到
Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2
彼得前书第二章第九节
Verse 9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们先仰那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德
For you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43.
Isaiah 43:7. 就是凡称为我名下的人是我为自己的荣耀创造的是我所造作的
Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory whom I have formed even whom I have made
21节
Verse 21
这百姓是我为自己所造的好述说我的美德
The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise
我们说我们 翻成美德那个英文呢它是praise赞美
So the Chinese translation says something more like excellencies but this one says praise
好我们圣经就暂时读到这里请低头一点祷告
So this will conclude our scripture reading for now Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer
主我们感谢你召集你的儿女一同聚在你的跟前
Lord we thank you for once again gathering your children before you
在这个复活早晨我们带一个感恩的心带一个 寻求心一同来到施恩座前
With a thankful and a seeking heart We come before your throne on this resurrection morning
每一次能够去在你面前实在是你的恩典是你的怜悯
Each time we gather before you It is indeed your grace and your mercy
不仅在
That we can receive your word and also enjoy your presence. Enjoy all the blessings you have given to us in Christ. So with a thankful heart, we look to your word and to your instruction. So that through your word, we may gain more of yourself. Lord, we thank you for the precious blood continues to cover us. Indeed, we need the blood of Christ to cover us and we need His grace. And we rely on no one else but Christ Himself. May you accomplish your work. We wait for you. And
we
pray all these things in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 那早晨和弟兄姊妹继续来交通教会的意义。
So this morning we will continue to share on the meaning of the church.
我们说到教会是什么呢?
What do we say that the church is?
保罗在更多前书第一章那里就很清楚地告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul makes it very clear to us.
教会就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的人。
It is to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
就是那些求告主耶稣基督的人，他们就是教会。
It is those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are the church.
这些人呢，是主所呼召出来一般人。
And these are the people whom the Lord has called out.
这是教会那个希腊文的意义。
And this is the Greek meaning of the church.
所凡是求告主耶稣基督的人，就是蒙召神呼召的人，所聚在一起的人，就是被称为教会。
So those who have been sanctified, who have been called, who call on the name of the Lord, they are the church.
所以这些相信耶稣基督的人，他们得到神的生命，他们所组成的一个团体，是一个生命的团体。
And these believers, having believed in the Lord, they form this body, this group.
所以我们知道教会不是借着一些组织章程把人团在一起。
So we know that the church is not just some organization formed by many parts.
每个蒙恩得救儿女之所以能够聚在一起，能够成为教会呢，是得到同一个生命。
But they are able to gather together because they share the same life.
因着这个生命把每个蒙恩的人结合在一起。
And this life connects all those who have been saved by grace.
而成为教会的一个分子。
And to become a member of the church.
所以我们看见教会不是一个宗教组织，也不是借着一个仪式而进到教会里面。
So we know that the church is not a religious organization or something that can only be entered ritually. But we can only enter in the church when we are reborn and we place our faith in it.
所以教会是一个属灵的团体，是一个生命的一个团体。
So we see that the church is this spiritual organism.
这是教会。
This is the church.
那从圣经里面我们可以看见教会有多方面的意义。
So we see that there are many meanings to the church.
我们曾经通过头一个教会是被称为永生神的家。
We said that the church is the eternal house of God.
就是神的居所，神的住处。
His dwelling place where he rests.
这说明神住在教会里面，神与他的百姓，与他儿女同住同在。
So God abides in the church and he is with the children.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们蒙恩得救以后呢，我们不再是个外人，我们是神家里面的人，我们是神的儿女。
That's why Paul says that we are no longer aliens, but we are members of the household of God.
因为神在地上找到一个居所，他能够安息住下来。
For God has found this dwelling place where he can find his rest.
同样，我们今天蒙恩得救的人，我们也知道我们在这里也找到一个安息的所在。
And we know we ourselves have now found this dwelling place and this rest.
在地上没有个地方是成为安息的所在。
And there's no other place on earth that can grant us this rest.
只有我们在活在教会里面，在这里我们就有安息。
Only when we live in the church can we find this rest.
我说到我们讲到教会意义的时候，不是从地上的教会来看这些事情。
So when we speak on the purpose of the church, we do not look at this from an earthly perspective.
我们从看教会的时候，乃是从神的心意里面，永远所定的旨意里面来看教会到底是什么，教义是什么。
Rather, we need to see what the purpose of the church is from a godly and heavenly perspective. So first, the church is the house of God, the eternal house of God. And also the temple of God. And for Oh, so where he's established his temple. So on one hand, it's a dwelling place where he is.
那圣殿要显明什么呢?
So what is the temple supposed to signify? We saw when Solomon was constructing temple, what is the temple supposed to represent? David, when speaking to his son Solomon, said that the church needs to be great and magnificent. Because it is to show the greatness and majesty of God to all the surrounding nations. But we know that that is but a type.
到了新约我们就很清楚, 告诉我们说, 我们就是教会, 我们的身体就是教会。
But in the New Testament, Paul says that we are the church.
所以教会在地上有一个功用啦, 是把这个伟大的神, 这个荣耀神, 这个尊贵荣耀神, 借教会把它显出来, 彰显出来。
And so we as members of the church, we are supposed to be this temple that shows the greatness and majesty of God. To glorify God himself.
所以保罗说, 神的灵住在里面,
So Paul says that the Spirit dwells in your body, and therefore glorify God in your bodies.
那我们知道教会圣地,
We know that the temple also has another purpose.
是神百姓敬拜的一个地方。
It is a place to worship God.
所以神的百姓他们要常常来到圣殿里面朝见神，站敬拜神。
So the people of God go to the temple to worship God and to exalt Him.
咱们侍奉神，咱们献祭给神。
To serve Him, to offer sacrifice to Him.
所以我们看见今天地上的教会也应该是这样的功用。
So we see here that now this temple on earth today should also do the same.
聚在一起的时候，我们这个目的乃是要朝见神，来敬拜神。
So when the church is together, we also need to look at the Lord and to worship Him.
我们在这里要聆听神的训诲。
We need to hear His instruction.
我们在这里要侍奉神。
We need to serve Him.
我们在这里要奉献给神。
Here we offer sacrifice to Him.
这是新约教会在地上的目的。
This is in the New Testament, this new temple on earth.
所以若是我们看见神的心意里面，神 对教会的心意的时候，我们就知道今天该如何生活在地上。
So if we can see what God's heart is for the church, then we know how we ought to live.
那今天我们要交通另外教会的意义。
And now we will share on another purpose of the church.
我们刚读到以弗所书第一章23节来告诉我们。
We read previously in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
他说教会是他的身体，是基督的身体。
He said the church, which is his body, the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的，是那位充满万有的那位神的丰满的一个地方。
The fullness of him who fills all in all, we are the fullness of God.
所以教会就像个器皿。
So the church is like this vessel.
它在承受神自己的丰满丰富。
Is be filled with the abundance of God himself.
我们知道神是无所不在，他是充满万有的神。
We know God is the one who fills all in all.
但在这里却告诉我们说, 现在这个充满万有的神, 他充满在哪里呢?
But we see here that him who fills all in all, what does he fill?
充满在教会里面,
he fills the church.
只有教会才能够把那个充满万有者那丰富, 借着教会把它彰显出来,
Because the church is the way for this fullness of God to be completely exemplified.
我们在旧约诗篇19篇, 我刚刚想到, 诗篇19篇那里也告诉我们,
And we also see this in Psalm 19.
诗篇19篇那里说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands.
不错，一方面的确，诸天在述说神的荣耀，传扬他的手段。
Indeed, on one hand, the heavens and the expanse are telling of the glory in God and declaring the work of His hands.
从神所创造万物所有里面，的确在那多少少在显明这位创造的神，他的伟大，他的奇妙，他的全能，他的荣耀。
Indeed, on one hand, we see how all of creation does indeed show forth the glory, the power, the majesty of God.
但是我们知道，物质的东西完全不能把神那荣耀的特性把它完全显明出来。
But we know that physical things cannot show fully His glory and His majesty.
直到教会,
but in the New Testament, it becomes clear.
只有一个属灵的团体, 教会常真正把位充满宇宙万有的神, 这个教会把它彰显出来。
Only the spiritual organism can fully show forth God's fullness.
这实在是一个奥秘。
So this is a mystery.
所以以弗所书 哥罗西书乃告诉我们说神的奥秘就是基督基督的奥秘就是教会
And we in Colossians read that God's mystery is Christ himself and the mystery of Christ is the church
这个奥秘在以前世代没有人知道
And this mystery from ages past was hidden No one knew about it
现在是借着圣灵已经启示出来了
But now through the Holy Spirit has been revealed
就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音可以同为后赐同为一体
That Gentiles can now receive the gospel and be members of the same body.
感谢神,
so thank the Lord.
教会是因着耶稣基督是外邦人、犹太人能够成为新造的人，成为一个身体。
We thank the Lord that Gentiles and Jews can together become this new creation.
在那把神自己丰富，把它彰显出来。
To show God's own fullness. Because He who fills all in all has filled the church. And this is the condition the church ought to show forth.
刚刚我们读到以弗所书第二章第十节那里也有一句话我们非常熟悉。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, we read a very familiar verse.
他说我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的。Verse
10, that we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works.
为要叫我们行善,就是神所预备叫我们行。Which
God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
是我们看见教会是神的一个工作。So
we see that the church is the work of God.
神要借着教会把这个万有 丰富的神把它彰显出来，表明出来，让人知道这位神是怎样的神。
And as His workmanship, we are to show forth the characteristics of God and His purpose.
所以保罗说我们是他的工作。
So Paul says we are His workmanship.
翻得更好一点，应该是说我们是他的杰作。
Or in other words, to better put it, we are His masterpiece.
在基督里造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
我们知道地上有许多那些艺术家，或是说非常有名的人，他们，或是说文学家，他们非常有名，他们有许多作品，许多雕刻品。
We know that on earth there are many famous artists or many famous authors who have produced many works.
但是可能虽然那些他的作品可能好像因为他有名非常很好一个艺术家，他可能每个作品都是非常不错。
And they may have a multitude of good works. But among them, only one or two are very exemplary. And you can say that these works are their representative works. For example, our brother who just mentioned Albert Simpson.
我们这个圣诗里面我刚因为他这么讲我就翻一下后面有那个资料我们这本圣诗里面有二十首
And as he was sharing, I was looking at our hymnary and I saw that there are 20 works written by Albert Simpson.
A.B. Simpson写的诗,的确,每一首诗都非常棒,非常好。And
indeed, each one of Brother Simpson's works was very good.
他刚刚提到,没有错,他自己诗是他这些非常好的作品,诗歌里面一个代表作。
But like our brother said, the hymn himself was perhaps his most representative work.
他自己。Himself.
And I'm sure that this is a hymn many brothers and sisters love, including myself. Because the focal point of this hymn is the Lord Himself.
从前我们要祝福,
Once we wanted the blessing, now we want the Lord Himself.
从前我们要医治,
Once we wanted the healing, now we want the healer.
从前我们要恩赐,
Once we wanted His grace, but now we want the one who provides the grace.
And
so we are ones who want the blessing.
We
We want to pray for ourselves, pray for our families, pray for those around us.
And
when we are sick, we want the Lord to heal us.
And
yes, it does seem that these are good things to pray for.
但是深圳到有一天他弟兄少天到有一天他发觉今天我们深圳所要的不是这些组织外的东西
But Brother Simpson came to this revelation that these are not the things he truly wants but he wants the Lord he wants the Lord himself
and
so this hymn became his representative work
我们看见神有许多工作好像有许多工作
and we see that the Lord also seems to have many works
事实上神只有一个工作
But there is only one work that the Lord truly cares about. That is the church.
So it says
that for we are his workmanship, or to put it another way, we are his masterpiece. God only has one work. God does not have many works and then all of a sudden they combine together to form
this.
But all these things are part of the same work, this workmanship. And once this workmanship is complete, it is final. There is no other work to be done. His workmanship, his masterpiece is the church. And so when we see one's representative work or their masterpiece and we praise the work, are we really praising the work or something else?
我们是因为看见他作品，称赞这个作家、这个创造者、这个艺术家。哇，这个艺术家怎么有那么大智慧、那么能力、有这样的才华呢？
But rather, through the work, we are actually praising the one who created the work to create, to praise how smart he is or how accomplished he is.
这个作家怎么那么伟大、那么厉害呢？
We praise how great that author of that work is.
因为他所做出来的结品、那个创作和那些作品，的确是难以想象。
Because the way that he can craft this work is beyond our imagination.
弟兄姊妹，这个就让我们看见教会在地上的功用就是这样子。
And so we see, brothers and sisters, that the church itself works like
this. 所以当教会被称为他的身体，基督的身体。 是要充满万有而者的丰富的时候，是借教会把神的丰富把它彰显出来。
And so the church, which is his body, the body of Christ, we are to show forth his fullness.
然后当人看见教会那个光景的时候，人就称赞这位创造神，这个主耶稣基督，他的作品教会为什么那么完美，那么伟大呢？
And when we see And when people see the church then, that they will actually see the Lord himself and how great and majestic he is.
所以一方圣经告诉我们说,教会是他的身体,基督是教会的头。
So we see that the church is the body of Christ and Christ is the head.
头就代表一个人,他的智慧,能力,他的才华都在头里面。
And the head represents the wisdom, the power, the volition, all of that is in the head.
那我们怎么知道这个人头他聪明有智慧有能力怎么样？是借他身体的许多作为表现把它显出来，是不是？
And so how does one know the wisdom, the knowledge that exists in the head? It is through the actions of the body.
当我们这个人身体上面有许多行事作为的时候，人就看见的时候，哦，这个人怎么那么聪明有才干，那么能力有这个智慧呢？
And so through the works, how do we see how one is so smart, so wise, and so accomplished? How is it that this author or this creator is so different from anybody else?
所以基督被称为教会头，这个身体教会就把那个头，把基督借我们的生活形式服事，就把这个头里面所有的丰富，他才干，他才华，就把它显出来了。
And so Christ, as the head of the church, through the way the church operates, through the service, through the offerings, through the blessings, we see here that Christ Himself's fullness is shown.
所以有人说教会是一个属天的人。
So we see that the church is this heavenly being.
这属天的人,
and his heavenly being, the head is in heaven.
他身体在地上,
and his body is on earth.
那这个头基督, 他里面的丰富, 他的才华, 他的智慧, 他, 或说他里面有什么计划,
and,
人怎么知道呢?
And so how does man come to know the wisdom, the plan of the Lord?
就是借着地上的教会, 他身体把它显出来,
through the church on earth, through his body,
把它展现出来,
to show forth all these things.
是弟兄姊妹都说我们看见神对教会那种非常宝贵的思想意念计划的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when we consider the preciousness of how God has
我们看见,
like so much of the church,
我们看见神在我们身上, 在教会身上有这样荣耀旨意的时候,
when we see that there is this glorious purpose in us,
我们今天在地上生活, 教会生活, 可能会有一些转机,
then as we live today as members of the church, we ourselves may see this change.
外面来说的确我们和世上没有什么差别,
maybe externally there's not much difference between us and the world.
也要上班工作, 也要养家, 这些都应该尽了本分,
we also need to work and to also raise our families at home. These
但是,
are our responsibilities.
但是若是我们看见在神永远旨意里面看见, 教会不是, 我们成为神的儿女, 不是只是好像得救了又说, 好像跟平常就是这样子的, 一样, 过生活。
But if we can see that God did not save us just so we can live the same lives as those around us on earth.
若是我们能够从神的话里面, 从圣灵给我们开启里面看见，原来我们被称为神的教会，基督身体的时候，不是那么简单的事情。But
we rather let us see that when we became part members of the church, that is not a simple thing. When we became His body,
我们生活形式，我们工作，不管是读书、养家，跟我们态度可能会有很大不同。
Our conduct, our walk, our attitude, and our behaviors will see a great change.
我们也不会轻看自己，小看自己。
And we will not look lightly upon our own selves.
不是我们有什么可骄傲的。
There's nothing for us to be proud of.
还是为神在他永远定义的里面，原来我们教会在他心中是这样极其宝贵的。
But rather we see our preciousness in the eternal purpose of God.
神在教会有这样的极大的托付。
And there is this great calling to the church.
基督的身体在地上，要把那个头在天上，他里面的计划、他的智慧、才华、能力，借着教会把它彰显出来。
The church on earth is supposed to show forth the great wisdom, power, wisdom of God.
让人看见这位头，这位基督，他是怎样为神，他是他所做的，他所事的是怎么样。
And so we can see through the operation of the body how the head is like.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督的教会身体。
Brothers and sisters, this is the church, the body of Christ.
就是我们这些人。
It is us.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们稍微摸到神的心的话， 我们的确会生活型侍奉态度会有一些转变，我不敢说很大改变。
If we can touch God's heart, then the way we walk, our service will change. I dare not say a great change.
这改变可能是慢慢需要年日的。
This change perhaps needs the flow of time.
需要属灵认识更多增加更多经历。
And needs a greater understanding of spiritual things.
需要圣灵更多开启我们里面。 属灵的智慧能够明白属灵的事情。
It needs greater revelation from the Spirit to understand spiritual matters.
感谢主，教会基督的身体充满万有神的丰满的所在。
But thank the Lord that the church, His body, it shows forth His fullness of Him who is all in all.
当使徒行传，当主耶稣复活，40天，然后他准备升天回到父那边的时候。
And so in Acts, when we read about what happens after the Lord was raised up to be with His Father in heaven,
他在对那些门徒说，门说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们必要得着能力。
The Lord tells His disciples, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹大、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证人。
And you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. Or
it's
to be his witnesses or his testimony.
现在教会的头基督回到天上去了。
For the head of the church has ascended into heaven.
他身体教会留在地上。
But his body, the church, remains on earth.
要成为他见证人，把这位头，他所事，他所做的一切，借着教会。
To be his witnesses, his testimony that his works may be shown through the church.
So we see the disciples going out to preach the gospel, they just want to show the head of Christ.
So we see when the apostles, when they went out, they showed the head to those around them.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得这个时候是太高、太荣耀，我们实在是无法达到的。
Brothers and sisters, do we think that this is so great that there's no way that we can accomplish that.
对, 就是我们今天光景好像最难想象的，我们觉得是不可能的事情。Indeed,
from today's environment, it seems that these things are impossible.
但是这个就是教会存在地上的意义和价值。
But this is the purpose and the value of the church on earth.
这就是神起初创造人的一个目的。
And this is also the purpose of God since the beginning of creation.
所以创世纪第一章一开头说，站在就告诉我们。
So we see here in the beginning in Genesis chapter 1.
神是照着他形象和样式造人。
He made a man in his image and his likeness.
塑造的人站在要。 神，他们要代表神来管理神所创造的天地万物。They're
supposed to represent God and rule over all the things that God has created.
但是我们看见人失败了，是堕落了。But
we see man fail then, fell.
人不仅在那里管不了神所造这些万物。Not
only did man was unable to rule over God's creation.
更不能把神自己把它彰显表明出来。But
he also cannot show forth. God himself.
但是感谢神,
but thank the Lord that God's purpose in the creation of man has never changed.
虽然可能因着人失败,仇敌的工作好像稍微中断了一下子,
even through the failure of man and even through the breaking work of the enemy.
但是神所定永远的旨意继续往前去,
but God continues to operate according to this eternal purpose of his.
所以以后我们看见神从地上万族里面拣选以色列百姓。
So we see that amongst all the people, God chose Israel.
把他们从埃及法老权势底下拯救出来，分别出来。
He saved them and separated them from under Pharaoh's rule.
圣经上称呼他们是一个独特的子民。
And he calls them a unique people.
是独居的民，不列在万民当中的。
And a unique people amongst all the peoples around them.
的确从外面来看。
And so we see that God's purpose has not changed.
你看今天犹太民族虽然他们是好像是少数民族，好像他们因着离弃神，神怕他们两千年前把他们打散分散在列国。
And we see even today that Jews, even though they seem to be a minority nation, even though they were scattered throughout 2,000 years ago,
但是有一天神又把他们重新召回来。
But one day God brought them all back together.
重新成为一个地上一个国家。
To become a nation in itself.
虽然这个仍然是一个外面的事情,
even though these are external things,
但是从某一个角度来说, 犹太人在神的计划里面还是一样,
but we see from this perspective that the purpose of the Jews in God's eyes is the same.
有一天以色列全家还要得救,
and all of Israel will be saved.
所以有人说今天教会是替代, 因着教会就代替犹太人。
Some people say today that the church has replaced Israel.
从一方面来说，好像这个讲法是没有错。
On one hand, it seems that this saying is not incorrect.
但是从另外一方面来，犹太人在神的心里面仍然在那里，有些还没有应验成就就是。But
on the other hand, the purpose of Israel in God's eyes has not changed.
所以从民族性来看，犹太人的确成为独特子民。So
from a nation perspective, we see that Israel is God's chosen race.
So we today say that Israel is
God's chosen race. And we see today how Jews are so smart. Even on Wall Street, it seems all the senior leadership are Jewish. And one in three people are of Jewish heritage.
为什么他们有那么聪明, 有智慧,
How are they so smart and so wise?
因为这是我更有，因为的确，今天他们仍然，其实外面来说，他们仍然是个独特子民。Because
they are still a unique people.
才有这样表现。And
they show in it this way.
因为他不列在万民当中。Because
they are separated from the rest of the peoples.
因为在旧约里面神很清楚说，他们是在神地上的一个见证。Because
they are this testimony of God on earth.
神要借着以色列这个民族，要见证这耶和华神是怎样的神。Through
Israel, He is to show the greatness of the Lord.
但是我们知道，从历史里面，他们也失败了。But
we know that through history, we see their failure.
感谢神，来到新约以后，神拣选另外一班子民，成为他的代表，成为他的见证人。But
we see in the New Testament now, God has elected this new people to be his representation.
借着耶稣基督的救赎呼召一般人,
and through the redemption of Christ, the church has been made.
他们得到神永远生命,
and they have received the eternal life of God. Together they are the church.
所以从一方面来说,
So we see also the church is a unique people. We are not like those around us. We have been consecrated, set apart for the Lord. And the church is to be the testimony of the Lord. The church represents the Lord. His wisdom, His power, His fullness is to be shown forth. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4, we also read this.
他说,为要借着教会使天上执政掌权的,
it's to show the manifold wisdom of God through the church, the elders and authorities in heavenly places. Verse 10.
神百般的数位, 神不仅一直有一个智慧, 两个字, 神有诸般百般的智慧。
Ephesians 3 verse 10 talks of this manifold wisdom of God.
人怎么知道呢? 地上人怎么知道?
How do the people know?
借着教会,
through the church.
使天上执政掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
So that this manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
这是神的定义, 这是神的旨意。
This is what God has established, His will.
若是我们从今天地上教会我们看,这个怎么有可能呢?我们看自己看别人,差不多是不是?
If we look at the church on earth today, do we think that we are like those around us?
但是神为什么这样说呢?
But why does God say this?
当然,今天地上的教会可能没有办法完全把神这样的旨意彰显出来,表明出来。
Perhaps the church cannot completely show forth this manifold wisdom. But through the way we conduct ourselves and the way we walk, people can touch a semblance of what God's wisdom is like. How does the power of God get shown forth? And I think we have these experiences.
好像藉服事,藉祷告,事情就成就了。
When there seem to be impossible things, but through prayer and through service, those things get accomplished.
我们常说, 这不是人的能力才干了, 是神自己所做的, 这是神的智慧, 神的作为。
And we often say that this is not the work of man, but the work of God Himself.
弟兄姊妹, 感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
神把我们摆在这何等的地位上。
God has put us in such a great position.
虽然 教会今天还不能把神所定的旨意完全把它表明出来,
even though today the church cannot completely show forth God's purpose,
好像教会还不能满足神的心意,
that the church cannot completely satisfy the Lord just yet.
感谢神, 神一直在教会身上, 在我们身上做工,
but thank the Lord that God is continually working in the church and in us.
做到有一天他工作完成的时候, 教会都显明出来, 光景就是这样子。
And so one day when it's work complete, this will be what the church completely shows forth. So previously we read Isaiah 43:7. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Even though this seems to be has been spoken of to Israel at the time, but this is also being said to the church. For we have been called by His name. We have been created for His glory. And here in this verse there are three verbs.
一个是创造,一个是做成,做成英文是奉,还有个造作,那个英文是made。
Here it is created, formed, and made.
创造头一个是create,从无变有。
So first one is creation, from nothing to something.
感谢神,我们得救是神一个新的创造。
So the moment we are saved, we are a new creation.
所以保罗在更多,后书第五章,应该是十七节。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
他说,若有人在基督里面就是一个新造人,
that for anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, the old has passed. Behold, the new has come.
我们蒙德就是一个新造人,是神一个create创造人。
We are a new creation in Christ.
然后底下,不仅开始一个工作,一个起头,他说是我做成的,是一个奉,
but then he also says, whom I have formed.
是我真造作,是个made,
even whom I have made.
奉个made就是说,你有一些材料, 然后你在这个材料继续在做,做成以后就成为一个器皿,一个东西,一个成品。
Formed and made speaks that the material already exists, and now this material is being put together to form the vessel. And this is the work of God in the church today. Because God has already started this work in us. Because those who were formerly without life now have life.
生命里面继续做工,继续在那边磨磨磨,做做做。
And now God is continuing this work of in us, this forming and this making.
最后把我们这些人做成一个成品,一个完美的成品。
To put us together to form this beautiful, complete product.
成一个美丽的器皿,作品,是神的一个杰作, masterpiece.
To form this beautiful vessel, this workmanship, this masterpiece. To be a testimony to God Himself.
所以刚刚提到说那个以赛43章21节那里有一句话也是这么说。
And that same chapter in Isaiah 43, it says this in verse 21.
他说我们是他为他荣耀所创造为他荣耀所创造为要诉说他美的。
Says the people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise.
这句话我们刚读那位彼得前书第二章第九节，那也是说我们这些蒙拣选的族类，我们这些成为圣洁祭司，这些属神使命圣洁的国度，是要诉说那位招我们出黑暗奇妙光明者的美德。
And we also read in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that we may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us out of darkness.
以赛亚那边那句话，它中文换成美德，英文是 praise 赞美。Into
His marvelous light. So Isaiah, the Chinese translation says excellencies. The English translation says praise.
所以彼得前书那里告诉我们说，要诉说神的一切的美德。
So 1 Peter says that we proclaim the excellencies of Him.
把神性情美的一些特性借着我们这些蒙恩的人把它显出来。
All those who are saved may proclaim His excellencies, all that is good in Him, outwardly.
以赛亚说,是要诉说他的赞美。
Isaiah says, declare His praise.
那意思就是说神看见他的作品,那完美的时候,神在那边称颂,赞美,哇,这个作品怎么那么美啊,那么完全,毫无瑕疵。
So that when the Lord completes His masterpiece, He Himself will say that this is a perfect, unblemished work. And He admires this great work that He has done.
So 感谢神,我们借着这些蒙恩的人,我们今天借着教会也要来称颂赞美神,因为他自己赞美,我们怎么不赞美呢?
And so we, today, as His church, need to declare His praise because God Himself declares His praise.
我们看过美好的作品,不见得美好。
And when we see this beautiful work, do we not think it is beautiful?
但神所看的那些作品,若是他看过美好,那一定是美好的。
But if God views something as beautiful, then it must be beautiful.
因为神是完全的神。
Because God is incomplete.
不会挑东挑,没有什么可挑的。
And He will not pick and choose.
是不是? 神都能够赞美他的作品,赞美他的教会所显出的光景,那我们这些人,那当然没话可说。But
God will praise the work that He is working on, His completed work.
感谢神,这个是教会在地上的功用。
Thank God that this is the purpose of the church on earth.
虽然这个作品好像还没有最终完成。
Even though this workmanship is not yet complete.
但因着神继续在那里做。
But God is continually working.
直到有一天我们读到启示21章的时候,那个作品,教会完全就显出来了。
And then when we read in Revelation 21, then this work, this product is complete.
启示21章我们看见那个新耶路撒冷从天降临的时候,
In Revelation, we see the New Jerusalem coming down. When we see the greatness of that city, and how it has the same dimensions. How everything is with gold and precious stones. With jasper. We see how in all these things that this becomes a new Jerusalem. And we see that the number 12 is used. And the number 12 appears 12 times. 12 represents the completeness of eternity. And so when we see the new Jerusalem come down, what is it like?
他说, 主神全人者和羔羊成为,
and we see that the Lord Himself, the Lamb, is the temple.
这一座新耶路撒冷城,
in this city, there should be a temple there.
但圣经告诉我们说, 那里的殿是什么呢?
But what does the Bible tell us about that temple?
那里的殿好像就不再是指那里的殿是全能者和羔羊,
it says, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
那就说,这个殿,
previously, we have said that the church is the temple of God. We see in eternity that the church will be with God, and there, that is the temple.
那又告诉我们说,
and it also says the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it.
因为有神荣耀光照,
for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the lamp.
所以我们看见这个城里面不需要灯了,不需要那个物质的日夜来照亮它。
So we see that there's no need for the sun or the moon, the physical things to shine anymore.
还是荣耀,神荣耀光照在,充满在那里。
But the glory of God completely illuminates. And its lamp is the Lamb. This speaks of eternity, how one day man and God will be completely one. And there can, it would be impossible to separate. For when you see the temple, you see the Lord Himself. And when you see God and the Lamb, you see the church.
感谢神,
this is the condition of the church that will be in eternity.
虽然今天教,
even though today it seems like the church cannot show forth these things.
因为神还在做工,
for God is still working and the work is not yet complete.
不过起了一个头就是了,
God has already begun the work. And He is working towards His eternal purpose.
直到有一天这个耶路撒冷城完成的时候,
and when the new Jerusalem comes, that is the day His work will be complete. And so this is a city as it describes in Hebrews 11 that all the people of faith were looking for. And in Hebrews 11, it talks about all those renowned people of faith that they were looking for that city with foundations. That it is God working on it Himself. And that what God has established. So this is what God is planning and architecting Himself. He has a plan for it. The blueprint has already been made. And according to this blueprint, He is working on this building up. And And so, Lord willing, next time I'll share more on this construction process.
感谢神历史一代那些信心见证，他们在地上愿意做聚集客，他们要等候那时候有根基的城，有一天要降临。
So even see from ages past that these people of faith are looking for this new city.
当神把这座城建造好，把教会建造好的时候。
And when the city is complete, then the Lord will be there.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天就存了这个指望在地上。
Brothers and sisters, we have this hope in us today.
所以若是我们真的看见神的旨意是这样子的话,
if we can see that this is how what God will is,
我们就愿意把我们自己交在他的手中。
Let us offer ourselves into His hands.
神把我们拣选回来, 叫我们成为一个得救人, 就像以彼得前书那告诉我们, 成为一块活石, 成为一个材料。
And for we have been chosen by Him, we have been saved by Him, and we are now, as Peter says, this chosen stone, this chosen people. And this material is being pulled together, and God is building us up on one another. And when this work is complete, then the New Jerusalem will come, then the church will
come. So, 你是陶人，我是泥土。
And it will be just like as that hymn says that we are the potter and he is the clay. He is the potter, we are the clay.
照他求神，照他旨意在我们身上来做成他的工作。
And so may God's will be accomplished in us.
他在我们身上像泥土，在那团团的摸摸摸，最终要做成美丽的一个器皿。
We are the clay, and He is the potter working and forming us into this beautiful work.
虽然这个建造过程我们会感受不舒服。
And even though it may be uncomfortable during this process,
这就是神为什么借着万事互相效力，要把这些神的儿女磨成神儿子基督的模样。
But God causes all things to work together for good for us to be formed, to conform to the image of God.
好像基督那个充满万有的神，丰富丰满，能够借着教会把它彰显出来。
And so through the church, His fullness and all that He has may be shown forth.
先仰他一切美德，先仰他一切荣耀。To
show all of His excellencies and His glory.
感谢主，这是教会今天在地上存在的意义和价值。Thank
the Lord that this is the value and the purpose of the church on earth.
对不起，我现在时间好，那再来讲到基督的身体教会的时候。And
so as we speak on the church as the body of Christ once more.
讲到基督的身体的时候，在那就讲到一个合一的见证。
When we speak of His body, we speak of this oneness.
保罗告诉我们说呢，我们虽然多，好像教会有各个肢体，但是仍然是一个身体。And
Paul says that even though there are many members, but we are one body.
特别我们讲到那个伯饼聚的时候，这个身体特别要说明是合一的见证。
Especially during communion, we are to show this testimony of oneness.
虽然教会是一个一个蒙恩的人组在一起的。
And even though there may be many people who have been saved by grace,
有许多肢体,
and there are many individuals,
但身体只有一个,
but there is only one body, and that is in Christ.
所以保罗在加太书那里告诉我们,
so Paul tells us in Galatians,
现在不分犹太人, 不分希利人, 自主为奴的后男后女,
there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free man, neither male or female.
因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
For we are all one in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，今天肉身上有许多不同。
And there may be many fleshly differences among us.
我们从不同地方来，我们工作职分不一样。
We may come from many different backgrounds or have different jobs.
文化教育水准也不一样。
And maybe our education levels are different.
这些都不在基督里面。
But these are all not in Christ.
因为肉身上许多不同，造成许多间隔。
Because these differences will only cause division.
这就是今天地上人的光景。
This is the condition of man on earth.
那个种族不同，宗教不同，文化不同，造成了多少冲突？
Because of racial differences, because of beliefs differences,
how many divisions we see.
And we see that these people are completely shut off from each other.
在基督里面，只有我们这些蒙恩的儿女才能合而为一。
But in Christ Jesus, all those who have been saved can become one.
所以教会讲到身体合一的时候，不是借着外面许多组织把我们这些团在一起。
So when it speaks of the oneness of the church, we're not speaking of these different organizations being combined.
大家做同样一件工作，把我们合一在一起。
It's not saying that we all do the same work.
就是借着外面一些组织工作，这些事情做完以后，大家就分开了。
Because if this oneness is based on external things, that division will come soon. But how do we show forth this testimony of oneness in the church? But it's because we're connected by this life. This life is what connects us and what makes us one.
所以使徒行传第十七章，当主耶稣要被卖之前，在那里，对父有一个很长的祷告。
And John 17, before the Lord is to give up his life, we see that in his prayer, he prays for the oneness of his people.
在那里合而为出现的应该是五次。
And we see being one appears five times.
主在那里为门徒祷告说，使他们合而为像我们一样合而为。
Prays for his disciples that they may be as one as he and the Father are as one.
主向父祷告说，叫这些门徒他们合是像父跟子的合一样。
And he wants them to be one just like the Lord and the Father are one.
怎么我们的人的合一能够像父跟子合一，父跟子合一一点问题都没有。
We know that the Lord and the Father being one, there's no problem at all.
主的祷告就是这样的祷告。
But the Lord prayed this for the church.
门徒的合一就要像父跟子的合一样。
Those who have been saved will be one just as the Lord and the Father are one. And how is the Lord and the Father one? Because there's this oneness in life. And this is the same life and the same faith.
感谢主,
so we thank the Lord that today our oneness is also because of the same life.
若是教会每个人都活在那种肉体，那种情里面。
If we live according to our flesh, if we live to these external things, how can there be oneness?
但感谢神,
but we thank the Lord that we have this oneness of life today. And this is what we read in Ephesians chapter 4.
怎么合一呢?
How do we become one?
他说我们要凡事谦虚温柔忍耐,
with all humility and gentleness.
用爱心彼此互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
With patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
我想中文应该换得更直接，应该是说保守圣灵里面的合一。
I think the Chinese translation is better. This oneness in the Spirit.
这个合一已经在那里了。
This oneness is already there.
因为都在圣灵里面。
Because we are in the Spirit.
彼得前书第十二章也告诉我们说，我们是借着圣灵一同进到这个身体里面。
And First Peter also says that we enter into this body through this oneness in the Spirit.
所以这个合一在那里，我们现在是要保守。
And so this oneness is there. Now we need to preserve it.
我们不是要叫不合一把它弄成合一。
It's not that there was no oneness and now we make it into oneness.
若是不合一把它弄成合一是没办法的。
Because then it will be impossible to make that into
因为已经合一了。 我们现在保守了，不要叫这个合一被破坏掉。
But there is already this oneness, and we need to preserve it. We cannot let there be any
breakdown. 所以才需要我们每个人在学习要谦卑、忍耐、温柔。
So we need to be humble, gentle, patient.
那就是说，我们怎么样保守这个合一呢？
So how do we preserve this oneness?
那我们这个态度就很重要了。
Then our attitude is very important.
若是我们照着神的话，我们在那学习的话，这样合一在那里就不会被破坏掉。
And if we continue to learn after the Lord, then this oneness can be preserved. And as we serve alongside each other,
神也告诉我们说，我们是借着配搭合一，被搭服事，要见证显明这个合一。
Even in this, there ought to be oneness where we are to show forth this oneness of the Lord.
是我们知道这个身体上有许多肢体。
You know that this body has many members.
各肢体都有不同的功用。
And each member has its own function.
各个肢体摆在这个身体不同的部位。
And it's placed in its own location on the body.
然后每个肢体都要尽它功用的时候，自然而然那个身体的功用就显出来了。
But when they work together in unison, then we see this life being shown forth.
所以我们当学习合而为的时候，头一个我们要先看见自己的身体。
So when we learn this oneness, we first need to recognize that there is one body.
若是我们先看见只有身体，我们就会看见许多肢体。
When we see that there is only one body, then we'll see that there are many members of this one body.
就像我们若是看一个人,
just like if we see a person,
若是我们一直盯住他某一个肢体,
if we only pay our attention to one member of their body,
那个肢体好像就把整个眼睛都，或者说我们整个眼睛都是只有那个肢体而已。
Then we will only see that one member of the body.
你就看不见这个身体还有其他肢体在那里。
You'll be unable to see that there are other members that have this life.
但是若是我们看一个人,
but if we look at a person,
我们这样看过去的时候，我们看见是他整个人。
When we see their entire body,
那自然我们就看见，哦，原来这个身体上，上面有个肢体，那边有个肢体。
Then we'll see that there's one member here, one member there.
我们就看见，原来这个身体上有许多不同的肢体在那里。
We'll see that this person has many members in their body.
我用这样比喻来说，比方说，我们当我们配当服侍的时候，我们要先看见身体。
So brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to say is when we serve alongside each other, we first need to see the body. Then we will see that in the body there are many members with its function. We will not, place no emphasis on our own function. Because in service, if we only pay attention to our own service, then all that one can see then is that singular member. You'll be unable to see that there are many other members
of
this. So in order to preserve this one, is we first need to recognize that there is one body. There's only one body.
自然而然我们去学习服事的时候，我们就看见原来肢体上许多不同肢体，不同功用在那里。
And then as we grow and learn in our service, we'll see that there are other members as well.
我们就站在配搭起来就和谐了。
And then there will be unity.
我们就知道原来我这个肢体的功用，别人有他肢体的功用。
Then we will see that we have our function and others are providing important functions as well.
每一个肢体都要尽他功用。
Every member needs to perform its function.
实际来说，的确好像有我们身上有些肢体，好像有一些肢体还，的确好像它功能好像多一点。
And it may seem that there are some members that whose functions seem more prevalent.
好像有些肢体好像这个功用虽然有，但是好像没有它，好像这个身体好像还可以动啊，还可以活啊。
We may have some thoughts that if certain members don't perform their body, then the body can still live.
好像是不错啊。
And seems not bad.
不错，好像这个身体好像动得好像蛮灵活。
And indeed, the body seems to still be very lively.
但是我们知道这个身体是不完全。
But we will know that the body is incomplete.
因为它身体上有一部分的肢体是缺陷的，是少了。
Because there is some function in the body not being performed.
虽然这个身体也可以跑，也可以做很多事，但是一个残缺的身体。
Even though this body may be able to do many things, but we know that it is a deficient body.
因为我觉得那个肢体有它也可以，没有它也可以，好像不影响这个身体的运作。
So if we think that there is one member, whether that member is included or not, the body does not seem to be affected. But if we see that each member of the body is important, when we put all these members together and see how they are operating, we will see that this is a complete body, a perfect body. This is the condition of the church that the Lord desires.
感谢神,
so thank God.
教会是基督的身体,
that the church is the body of Christ.
是充满了万有者的丰满,
the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
今天作为教会，作为每一个教会里面的身体的肢体,
and so today, as members of this body,
我们在这里就要把那个头基督把它显出来,
we want to show forth the head, Christ Himself. This is a testimony of the church on earth. So may the Lord graciously lead us. Let us see in eternity His purpose. And so that this testimony of the body of the church may be shown forth. So when people see the church, they see Christ Himself.
基督, 见证基督,
and give glory to God, to the Lord.
讲到这里,
so this will conclude my sharing, if our brother may conclude their prayer. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你，在这地上你亲自的建立教会。
Lord, we thank you how you personally have established this church on earth.
你定义要让这教会成为你荣耀身体的见证。
And you establish that this church may be the glorious testimony for you.
让这教会成为一个器皿来彰显你的丰满。
That the church may be this vessel that shows forth your fullness.
主啊，这丰满是那充满万有者的丰满。
And this fullness of you who fills all in all.
主啊，求你帮助我们每一个人，让我们能够单单的靠着你，我们就为这身体做见证。
So we ask that through total reliance on you that we may bear forth this testimony.
让我们能够真的是成为有一天能够成为说这是主手中所做成的杰作。
So that we can say that one day that this is indeed your complete workmanship.
我们的祷告祈求都是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We ask and pray this in our Lord's precious name.
Amen.